Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is in the house that Root built. The Root's on fire. Tuesday, May 3rd. 2022. Earlier today, I was the guest host on Real America's Voice TV network again, just as I did yesterday, just as I will do tomorrow. And very exciting to be on national TV again, and hope to do much more of it. And I opened the show by reading a commentary. Now, I read it to you guys yesterday. I called it A Message to Women, Wives, and Mothers, 2,000 Mules. Is proof the 2020 election was stolen, but even more important is 2,000 cheating husbands. And I read this to you yesterday, but I made major changes to it overnight based on 2,000 mules and the Supreme Court decision, which may or may not be a final decision, but the Supreme Court's preliminary decision that was leaked to overturn Roe versus Wade, leaked last night. And I got to tell you, it's very different than what you think happened. A lot of Christians and Catholics are probably going, oh, bless God, bless Jesus, the children will live. This decision is about politics, and it's got nothing to do with children's lives, unfortunately, because I'm pro-life. But this decision is about overturning what appeared to be a landslide in the 2022 midterms in November. This decision is about distracting you from proof that the election was stolen. This decision is not about saving babies. And so we'll see what eventually happens, but I want to read you my column. So, because I really redid it. Do you believe the 2020 election was stolen? Do you need more proof? Then watch 2,000 Mules movie coming out this week. Actually, it's coming out tonight. How powerful is 2,000 Mules? Well, why do you think the Supreme Court decision on Roe versus Wade was leaked right at this exact moment? This is the first Supreme Court decision that has ever been leaked in the history of America, and this historic criminal act just happened to occur on the eve of the release of 2,000 Mules. The goal of this leak is to distract from the concrete proof of a stolen presidential election. Now abortion is in the headlines day and night, night and day. It will be all anyone talks about 24/7 for months. The proof of a stolen election will be drowned out by this high-profile, controversial debate over abortion. And look who this once-in-a-lifetime leak targets, female voters who are starting to stray, all the mama bears are starting to stray to the GOP and hand us a monumental landslide victory in November, and suddenly it targets all those women and makes them change back to Democrat. It is no coincidence. But I have a powerful message for female voters, wives, and mothers. Ladies, have you ever had a boyfriend, lover, or husband cheat on you? Did you need actual proof of your husband cheating to know he cheated? Or would this be enough to know for sure? Your husband comes home at 3 a.m. reeking of booze, lipstick on his collar, hickey on his neck, the smell of a woman's perfume on his body, and when you ask him where he's been, here's his reply. Quote, shut up. I did nothing wrong. You're a crazy woman. You're a conspiracy theorist. No, you can't look at my cell phone. No, you can't look at my text messages. No, you can't look at the GPS of my phone. How dare you ask? If you ever talk about this again, I'll cut off your income, kick you out of this home, and you'll be homeless. How would you like that? What would any woman believe at this point? Do you need any further quote-unquote proof? Or is your husband's reaction all the proof you need? Are you crazy? Are you a conspiracy theorist for seeing the truth with your own eyes? Which do you believe? Your own eyes or your husband's lies? That's the 2020 election to a T. We all know what happened. We don't need what Democrats and the media call quote-unquote proof. The Democrats' angry response is the proof. The media's cover-up is the proof. And this is, you know, this is quite amazing stuff. They call us crazy. They call us conspiracy theorists, just like a cheating husband would call his wife. They refuse any investigation. They ban any discussion. They refuse any debate. They fight against forensic audits with armies of lawyers. Does anyone find any of this normal? They ban us, they censor us, they shadow ban us, they burn our books, in this case our free speech, by kicking us off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram for even a mention of a stolen election. Is this normal? What are they afraid of? They deny what we see on video with their own eyes. We can see right now videos of the Detroit City Clerk vans arriving at 3 a.m. to the counting room in Detroit with boxes filled with hundreds of thousands of ballots. This is at 3 in the morning after Election Day. We could see on video clearly Georgia election workers pulling out suitcases stuffed full of ballots after the room is emptied due to a false report of a burst water pipe. We could see on video election workers running the same ballots through the counting machine again and again. We could see videos of mules stuffing ballot drop boxes in the middle of the night with thousands of ballots, actually tens of thousands of ballots, after coming directly from Democratic Party headquarters. Democrats and the media couldn't care less about the sworn testimony of a United States Postal Service truck driver in Pennsylvania who swears he drove a million ballots from Long Island to Pennsylvania days after the election. They couldn't care less, the media or Democrats, that in Georgia, only days before the election, pay attention to this, the Elections Department ordered and paid for 1 million mail-in ballots from a printer, even though they had no time to mail even one of them. So why would you waste millions of dollars on mail-in ballots when it's too late to mail ballots? Or was the plan from the very beginning to fill the ballots out after Election Day once they knew how far Trump was ahead? Move along, nothing to see here. They couldn't care less that in Wisconsin, elderly Americans, many with dementia, dribbling in wheelchairs, voted in all-time records at nursing homes, 100% turnout, all for Joe Biden. Keep in mind, I'm not trying to say a bad word about an old person in a wheelchair in a nursing home dribbling on themselves. I feel terrible for them. I want to take good care of them. I want them always to be protected from COVID. But guess what? They can't vote. You can't vote with dementia. And how did everyone with dementia happen to vote for Joe Biden? I guess it was sympathy vote because, you know, Joe Biden has dementia. There's no proof, they say. Well, there's actually plenty of proof, but that's why the media, social media, and Democrats have banned any discussion or debate. The mainstream media and social media have conspired to make it disappear, like Hunter Biden's laptop. But the only proof any smart wife or mother needs is the response, just like a cheating husband. The Democrats' response is so rancid, so ridiculous, so over the top with fake outrage, we all know the truth. The proof is in the response of the cheater. We know. If you made a bet on the election, as I did, you know Trump was running away with a landslide electoral victory, a landslide 8-1 favorite at midnight of election night, when suddenly five key states announced at the same time, for the first time in history, they were stopping the vote count till morning. Nothing strange there. Nothing suspicious there. Why did five states stop counting for the first time in history? How do they all coordinate, by the way? In advance, right? Trump had insurmountable leads in those five states, yet when we woke up, the leads were gone. Hundreds of thousands of new votes, almost 100% for Biden, were found overnight. Funny how that works. And they were only found with no GOP witnesses in the counting room. No problem there, right? But if you're still unsure, watch 2,000 Mules tonight to see how millions of fake ballots were flooded into battleground states to steal the election. But you don't need 2,000 Mules to know for sure. 2,000 cheating husbands tells the real story. Simply tell every Democrat in America you believe the 2020 election was stolen, and then watch their reaction. They'll act exactly like your cheating husband at 3 in the morning with lipstick on his collar. That's why I aim this commentary directly at female voters, wives, and mothers. To anyone who has ever suffered a cheating boyfriend, lover, or husband, because you know what cheating looks like and you know how cheaters act. Now we all know what the 2020 election was about. It was stolen. The important question is, what are we going to do about it? That's my new column that'll be out in newspapers around the country and conservative websites all over the country. It's titled A Message to Women, Wives, and Mothers. 2,000 mules is proof the 2020 election was stolen, but even more important is 2,000 cheating husbands. I think I nailed it. I really do think I nailed it. Let me mention what I really think. We got 2 minutes left. Let me mention what I really think about this entire Supreme Court leak. First of all, whoever leaked it should go to jail for the rest of their lives. This is a significant leak. This leak was meant to do one thing. I guarantee you that. One thing in the world. This leak was meant to cause rioting and burning and looting and unrest all over the United States. Number two, it was meant to drown out 2,000 mules and the proof that the election was stolen. Number three, it's an excuse to end the filibuster before the midterms and destroy the United States of America, the filibuster in Congress. Number four, it's an excuse to stack the Supreme Court before the midterms and ruin the United States of America forevermore. Number five, it's motivation to Democrats before the midterms. This is not good, Christian and conservative friends. This is a disaster. The timing of this is a disaster. Plus, it's a way to convince every Jewish voter who was thinking about voting Republican for the first time ever, and every black voter thinking of voting Republican for the first time ever, and every female voter thinking of straying and voting Republican for the first time ever, that they have to go back to the Democrat Party to ignore inflation and open borders and crime all over this country and gas prices and grocery prices and what's about to come in World War III in Ukraine. Just whistle past the graveyard, ignore it, and vote based on one issue. Abortion, abortion, abortion. And it's a way to mobilize every female voter and stop the leakage of mama bears. Plus, it was leaked now in a month in advance of the actual decision so that hopefully they wanted you to burn the country down with violent riots to force the justices to reverse their decision.
You've heard me talking. For over three years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now. When you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials, you can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And of course, half price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Project by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I was on a video podcast this morning with Julio Gonzalez, who is one of the most successful business commentators in the country. And my big column just came out, my commentary in Liberty Watch, which is one of the more famous conservative magazines in America, but in particular in Nevada. Been around for 15 years. That came out today. I was on guest host on Real America's Voice Network yesterday and today, guest hosting for an hour each day, and I'll do it again tomorrow. So I was on TV today, yesterday, and tomorrow. I was on Steve Bannon's show a couple of days ago. I do every Tuesday, I do the Alex Jones show from noon to 1 o'clock Pacific time. I'm the guest host. I've just been everywhere lately, and my columns are appearing everywhere. So my name is out there a lot, that is for sure. And I get so many emails from so many of you that love the things I say. And that's why I'll open hour number 2. The 4 o'clock West Coast hour, the 7 o'clock East Coast hour. I've got a speech tonight in front of a very big crowd, big conservative crowd. I'm the MC and host for Joey Gilbert, who's running for governor of Nevada, and his event tonight at the Ahern Hotel. I will be the MC and host, and I'm going to open up the event with some things that I know. Things that I know, and I want the audience to applaud when they agree with me. And I've done this at events all over the United States over the last year since the election, and everybody applauds like wildfire at each of the things I say, because the things I know in my heart are true, or what you know are true. But none of the Republican candidates, for the most part, in this country seem to know they're true. They're afraid to say them. They're afraid to talk about them. They're afraid to even think about them. They're afraid of what the media would say. They don't even know how to read the pulse of their own voters. So I'll open up the 4 o'clock hour with the things that I know, which is how I'll open up my speech tonight at Ahern Hotel. I also want to read you a couple of emails I got in the break when I was talking about, you know, in the last segment about the Supreme Court leak. Christopher says, Wayne, I would not be surprised if the leaker was Chief Justice John Roberts who leaked this information today. And I don't know about that. He's the one that's feigning innocence and saying, we must have an investigation. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to our country. So who knows? He probably is the leaker. Sandra says, you are on fire. That was in the middle of my my column. Violet says, is this also because, did this happen because Planned Parenthood stands to lose all those hundreds of millions of dollars of federal funds they've relied on for years to keep donating back to the DNC? Is that why they leaked this? James says, you're the only commentator in the country to nail the true reason why the Supreme Court documents were leaked. It's an attempt to sway women voters, and it's probably because the traitor John Roberts leaked it. The good news, he says, Jay says, I have been worried that the Democrats were too confident about their midterm chances because they planned to cheat or, God forbid, halt the election due to war or potential nuclear attack. Perhaps this shows there are no such plans. They are definitely grasping. Thank you, Jay, and I tend to agree with you on all of that. Then I got this from a good friend of mine who I really respect. He was my mentor for 35 years. His first name is Doug, and it shows you how great minds think alike, because he didn't know about that column I wrote overnight and yesterday, and then again I played with it and kind of edited it overnight. And then he sends me this morning. The Democrats have brought up the real reason behind Roe versus Wade. The Democrats have brought up the howitzers. Overturning Roe versus Wade just shows how truly evil, conniving, and desperate the Dems are. This had to be planned, being done now for one reason, to distract from Biden and the Democrats' terrible policies and the destruction of America. The midterm and the 2024 elections will now be about one thing, abortion. All the women and all the black Americans and all the Jewish Americans who have defected to support Republicans will now once again jump back to the Democrat Party over a woman's right to choose. The timing is also perfect to distract from the release of 2,000 mules. God, the Democrats are truly evil. Unfortunately, they're also clever, cunning, and willing to do anything to stay in power. And then he sent a follow-up to that. This also gives the Democrats an excuse to do away with the filibuster and then pack the court. No more talk about the horrible economy, Hunter Biden's laptop, the open border, the stolen election, or even Biden's dementia. Quite frankly, it was brilliant, although a diabolical move by Democrats. That's from my great friend Doug. So, you know, everybody gets it, man. This was not about abortion. And by the way, Jay, who agreed with me and said this is about bringing women voters back to the Democrat Party who are about to stray, James sent a new email this second. He says, thanks, Wayne. My kids loved hearing you read my email. Hey, great. Hey, Jay, you listen to my show with your kids. I love that. I love that. All right. I guess I got at least a couple of people who, a couple of people under the age of 18 who like Wayne Root. That's a good thing to hear. All right, we'll be right back. Wayne on the Root. War. The Root's on fire. Unfortunately.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Chief Justice John Roberts says in a statement that he's directing the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the leak of a draft opinion that shows the justices are considering overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court case that legalized abortion nationwide. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, has no concerns about the probe.
I'm confident the Chief Justice and the Supreme Court will find the leaker and move forward to apply appropriate punishment.
Chief Justice Roberts assuring in a statement that the work of the court will not be affected in any way by the leak. On day 13 of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial, one win for Depp as a Virginia judge refuses to throw out the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We'll be right back.
it's on fire. You can find me at rootforamerica.com. That's my website, rootforamerica.com. And you can always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. The sponsor of this segment, the show, Steals and Deals, LV.com. LV stands for Las Vegas. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Stealsanddealslv.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. Stealsanddealslv.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. Shop around, get the best price for any product you want, then go to stealsanddealslv.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and they now ship nationwide, so anybody can take advantage. I don't care if you need furniture for any room in your house, for the kitchen, for the bathroom, for the bedroom, for the sofas for the living room, or the dining room, any furniture you need for the office, desk, chairs, cabinets, for the patio, any patio furniture, baby cribs, wheelchairs, barbecues, smokers, lawnmowers, treadmills, bikes, sporting goods, automotive parts, mattresses, whatever you need. Get it at stealsanddealslv.com at 30 to 80% off. Just go to stealsanddealslv.com, stealsanddealslv.com for Las Vegas. Or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337. It's like stealing. Stealsanddealslv.com. All right, my guest is here, Josh Manning. We always have such great conversations. Him and I are like frickin' frack. We're very natural together in debates and conversations about politics. I love it. Look forward to it. He's the senior news editor at westernjournal.com, westernjournal.com. As a matter of fact, Josh, my latest column will be at westernjournal.com today, this afternoon, right?
Coming soon, buddy. I'm hoping in the next about 20 minutes.
All right, and that's the one I let off my show verbally announcing to everyone, which is the story about why this Supreme Court decision, or at least the leaking of a preliminary, but we don't even know if it's a final Supreme Court decision, but it's certainly a preliminary decision overturning Roe versus Wade, why it was leaked at this moment in time. And I think there are a lot of answers, but one of them is certainly that 2,000 Mules is coming out tonight to prove the presidential election was stolen, and Democrats wanted to make sure all we talked about in the headlines was abortion, abortion, abortion. And number two, Josh, and you can react and respond to both of these. Number two, they were starting to lose the female vote. I think the mama bears were all going to go Republican in November for the midterms, and suddenly are they going to claw a lot of the women back because they're going to disregard inflation and critical race theory and open borders and transgender education and changing the sexual identity of my children and guys and women's sports taking away all the girls' scholarships. And they'll just focus on one thing in life, abortion, 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 and they'll go back to the Democrat Party. Those are the two reasons why this is happening right now. They're brilliant reasons. I don't mean brilliant by me. I mean brilliant by Democrats to cause such a distraction is cunning and vicious and evil and disgusting and brilliant all in one. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting read, Wayne, and I think your instinct on it was so good. Anytime the media tells us to look to the left, our best bet is to look to the right and see what they're trying to distract us from. If they say look up, you look down because something is coming your way. I think it's entirely possible that that is part of this. I also think you are 100% correct about all of a sudden – November, which they knew was not going to be a red wave, Wayne. I don't know if you've been saying it. I've been saying it's a red tsunami. They have known a red tsunami was coming, and all of a sudden they have collapsed immigration. They've collapsed inflation, gas prices, all of these things. They've collapsed them into just one yes or no question abortion, or at least that's what they're hoping they're going to do. I don't think it's actually going to work, Wayne, because they've been losing women on the abortion issue too. They've been hemorrhaging for years. And the vast majority of Americans, women included, are not interested in the insane third trimester infanticidal abortions that the left started pushing. You know, we saw it with Ralph Northam before he left office in Virginia. It was one of the things that helped kill him. That and the insanity that's going on in school boards.
It's a very crazy moment in time. And I just think that there were so many things. I read my comments that I texted somebody earlier today in the last segment, but it's worth repeating. I want to repeat them to you, Josh, and get your take. Number one, you know, I already told you I think it had something to do with 2,000 mules. I really do. It's the perfect timing for a leak to get that out of the headlines and the stolen election out. Number two, it's to go after women votes. But number three, they're going to use it as an excuse to end the filibuster before the midterms and ruin this country, and they're going to use it as an excuse to try to stack the Supreme Court before the midterms and ruin this country. Your thoughts on those two?
Buddy, it's in the filibuster. It's get rid of the Electoral College. We've already seen talk about that today. What I have not seen yet is talk about popular election of or proportional representation, pardon me, of senators. But I would bet anything that that is coming. And Wayne, I fear you and I have talked about this on air and off. I fear this really might be the beginning of the great split. If they really do try to take out the Electoral College, if they try to pack the court, if they try to destroy the filibuster, if they move for proportional representation in the Senate, I think there are a number of states, particularly in the South, that simply will not accept that. They're not going to have their power in D.C. reduced by that great an amount, especially when what has D.C. done for those states lately? You know, there are a lot of people who want out of the national debt. They want out of the inflation mess that we're in. And, I mean, this is the kind of thing that actually I think probably could split the country. And I'm worried about that. But I also ask myself, what other options do we have, Wayne? I don't know how we get back to where we need to be. I do have one thought on that, but we can talk about that later if you want to. It is a remarkable time in America.
Well, I was going to add one more point. You know, I don't know if you know Real America's Voice Network. They're a new up and coming TV network to compete with Newsmax and Fox News. Real America's Voice. They've got Ed Henry in the morning and Steve Bannon in the evening, and them and I have been in some major discussions and negotiations. And right now I'm guest hosting on their network each day. So I recorded my 1 hour show yesterday and today, and tomorrow I'll be doing it again. So this morning when I did it, I had a guest. And the guest was Christina Bob, who is Trump's lawyer and is the key member of the Trump legal team. And her specific area is election integrity. But she's also a brilliant constitutional lawyer and used to be a Marine judge advocate, United States Marine judge advocate. Hoorah. And she was a great guest, by the way. But she and I had this conversation about another reason for this is because Supreme Court justices, between the time they write their opinion and it comes out, if there's like a two-month period or a one-month period, it's not unusual for them to change their mind.
Yeah.
So liberals leak this because they're thinking they're going to get one person to change. It was obviously a 5-4 vote because they said Justice Roberts voted against overturning Roe versus Wade. So that means it was not 6-3, it was 5-4. So if one justice gets cold feet and gets scared that their house is going to get burned down or they're going to be assassinated or their kids are going to get murdered at school, they could get cold feet and they could change their vote to be 5-4 to keep Roe versus Wade. That's another reason and this was done.
Yeah, I agree. Now, what's interesting is the New York Times came out, and normally anything the Times says, I discount heavily, heavily, heavily. You know, they were all over this morning freaking out. In fact, one of the funniest moments today, Wayne, I don't know if you saw it. The New York Times was so horrified, so terrified, so discombobulated that they actually blamed Ruth Bader Ginsburg for this. they blamed, back to back in the same breath, they blamed Mitch McConnell for pushing through all of Trump's SCOTUS nominees, and Mitch deserves a lot of credit for this.
And they must have blamed Trump, right? They must have blamed Donald Trump himself.
But Mitch is the proximate issue for them. And then in the same breath, Wayne, they said, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who had the opportunity to retire while Barack Hussein Obama was still in office, but she refused to. So they're ticked off at, you know, I mean, she is the holy saint of liberalism to the left. So they're ticked off at her, too. It's fascinating what's happening. I don't Anyway, what I was going to say about the New York Times, they said they wondered if actually a conservative might have leaked it. Again, take with an enormous grain of salt. The thinking could be to force the if a conservative leaked it, he might be doing it trying to force the justices to stick to their votes at the time the draft was made. In other words, no conservative justice wants to be the one who protected Roe.
Now, I don't believe that because that would totally discount what I wrote, and I'm not saying it because I wrote it, discounting it. But I'm saying it's just too coincidental that 2,000 Mules were coming out today, tonight, and they leaked this right in front of it. So all anyone's talking about is abortion, and nobody cares anymore about the stolen election. It's out of the headlines. It's too coincidental. So no conservative would have done that on the very day before 2,000 Mules unless they just did it and didn't think about, you know, didn't know anything about 2,000 Mules. But I don't believe that. I really don't.
Makes sense, especially think about it in the context of Rigged. That was Citizens United's film on what happened in the 2020 election. That came out, and within a week of that, the Zuckerberg money dried up. He said, look, I'm not doing it again in 2022. They know that these movies can make a difference. So that does argue for what you're saying. They are panicked at what Dinesh D'Souza may be about to do to them.
Although I wouldn't get too confident about Zuckerberg claiming he won't do it again in 2022, because a liberal's word is worth nothing, zero. Hey, by the way, in my lifetime of business partners, I've been cheated like four times. All four were big liberal Democrats. They're a bunch of lying, fraud cheaters. And number two, I saw today that George Soros just put $750,000 in the Wisconsin state elections. You know he's doing that in every state, and there's plenty of Democrat money still trying to rig our elections. We'll be right back. More with Josh Manning. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. We don't just need Republicans.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn-Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Song Sabotage for a day where some freaky loser lefty leaked a majority opinion of the Supreme Court for one of the biggest issues in the history of the Supreme Court. Isn't it funny coincidence how nobody ever leaked anything in the history of the Supreme Court before until this, and nobody ever leaked a president's phone calls with a world leader before until Trump came along? Liberals are the lowest life people in the entire world. There's nothing they wouldn't do. Saul Alinsky taught them the ends justify the means. Nothing humiliates them. Nothing embarrasses them. They have no shame. They are disgusting. And until someone punishes them and puts them in jail for a very long time, they're going to keep doing this. Incredible. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And those are my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee. They have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific and easy. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you could be. I've been on this program for 17 months now, and I look the best of my life. I'm 60, about to be 61 years old, and everywhere I go, people tell me I look 15 years younger. So I know I look better than when I was 50 because I saw a picture a while back. I told you guys I saw a picture of me with Steve Forbes about 12 years ago. So actually I was 48 years old, going on 49, 12 years ago, and I look better now than I did then. So it's like a reverse aging. It's my fountain of youth. Energized Health. Get 40% off. Just say Wayne Allyn Root and you get 40% off. EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895. Repeat, toll-free, 888-444-8895. All right, we're back with Josh Manning. Western Journal is the name of the website, westernjournal.com, talking about today's most popular stories. Hey, Josh, did you notice the story about Amazon now says they're going to reimburse U.S. employees who travel for abortions?
Oh, I did not see that.
Yes, they're going to reimburse up to $4,000 in travel expenses every year for medical treatments, including abortions.
Well, that's interesting.
Only if they're Prime members, Chris says.
Can handle it.
Chris says only if they're Prime members.
If the government doesn't do this, there will be no Optus. Well, apparently that was a lie.
It's truly unbelievable. These liberals are just so disgusting. You know, I'm not the most in-your-face pro-life guy in the world. I think there should be massive restrictions on it. But having said that, you know, I'm not someone who would ever own a company and say, oh, if you get an abortion, you have to leave the state, I'm paying for it. No matter how you cut it, it's not something any corporation should be involved with in any way, shape, or form, you know, unless you're thrilled about murdering babies. It's pretty disgusting. Let's talk about stories on your side. Vice President Kamala Harris, I didn't know this story, is now recommending a horse medicine for abortions, but she hates ivermectin. Tell me about this.
No, okay, so it's not, when I sent notes earlier, I wasn't clear enough. It's not Harris who's doing it. It's Vice Media. It's those idiot Vice Media guys who, you know, they've got a very big set of websites, and they delighted in screwing over Joe Rogan. We were talking about Rogan a minute ago. They delighted when Joe Rogan said, hey, I've taken ivermectin. It has helped me with COVID. I got COVID. I took ivermectin. I'm doing better now. When he said that, they went nuts on him. They tweeted, talked about what a fraud he was and all of this. Well, today, guess what, Wayne? After the unbelievable Roe leak, they posted a message talking about how you can take, I'm going to get the name wrong, Misoprostol or something like that. It is a veterinary horse medicine that can induce abortion.
Oh, my God.
So recommending ivermectin to help with COVID was stupid and foolish and dangerous. But recommending a horse medicine for abortion, that's totally fine and completely moral. I mean, you talk about people whose perspective on life is upside down, inverted, backwards, and sideways. It is these people. The left is so perverse at this point, they don't realize how contradicted they are, Wayne. I mean, they're just tied up in knots.
Well,
telling somebody you can't use ivermectin because it's a horse medicine, and then a couple months later, well, if you need an abortion, here's a horse medicine.
By the way, ivermectin is not a horse medicine. There is a horse version of ivermectin, an animal version, but ivermectin's been used on I think, 50 million humans with virtually no side effects. And guess who else took it? Me. And I don't walk around going, it's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. I took it. I beat COVID in 48 hours, and I was fine because of ivermectin, and I don't have a need to, you know, bang my hoof on the floor. Josh Manning, one last question we have time for. There's new polling out featured at your website, Western Journal, about black support and Hispanic support for the GOP. Quickly, do it.
Look, this is my favorite. You go back to October, black support for Democrats was black support for Republicans was clocking in at about 3%. Fast forward six months to April, it is clocking in at 20%. We look set to have a tsunami of Hispanics, a landslide of Hispanics break for Republicans. The numbers have totally reversed. 6 months ago, Democrats were up about 53% with Hispanics. Now the GOP is up 52% with Hispanics. This is from Marist. This is NPR, PBS.
Yep.
This is not the result they wanted. It is exciting, but it goes to your argument. Maybe this is why they pulled the cord on Roe v. Wade.
I'm telling you, they needed to pull these people back, and certainly some of the women, black women, Hispanic women, Jewish women, who normally vote Democrat but were trending Republican because of the mama bear issues with their kids at school, may come back home to the Democrat Party because of Roe versus Wade. Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com, always great to have you on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.